If this is your first time to Coming Back to Love, the podcast, welcome. We're so glad you found us. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Either way, you're not here by accident. I'm your host, Karen Walker-Cohn, a wife, a mom, entrepreneur, friend, and dreamer who is ready to step into more of who I am created to be. I am committed to personal transformation for global impact. Now, this podcast may be very different from others. Our guests don't come with a topic or agenda. They come open and ready to receive and deliver the message that's meant for you. You will also notice our podcast is not overly produced. This is on purpose. Our hope is we will inspire you to step into who you're created to be, regardless of how it may look. Take inspired action on that book, business, relationship, and yes, podcast, or whatever it is on your heart. In my experience, my mess usually ends up being my message. I encourage you to approach our time today with a beginner's mindset and with openness to receive what is meant for you. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to the lovely Taylor Eblen. Taylor is a 30-something mom on the brink of 40 and the host of the upcoming podcast, Courage in the Calling. Taylor has a very robust background. Spanning two decades in the financial industry, she climbed the ladder to become an executive leader in people strategy. In the fall of 2023, Taylor reached a pivotal moment, realizing that her forever plan no longer resonated with the person she had become or aspire to be. So in one bold move, she took a leap into the unknown by resigning from her executive role, finding herself in uncharted territory. I know what that's like. Having been a part of the workforce since she was 15, she was at a loss and totally uncertain about what her future held. Her journey through this unscripted phase is a tale of fumbling through, guided by remarkable connections and the firm belief that every twist in life is a part of a greater divine plan. Through her personal experience, she has recognized that countless individuals encounter similar crossroads daily. I really resonate with that. Driven by a desire to connect with those that have navigated similar challenges and have emerged with valuable insights, she founded the Courage in the Calling podcast. It's a platform where stories of resilience and lessons learned and practical advice converge, offering encouragement to those currently traveling their own season of change. As Taylor embraces the uncertainty, she finds solace in the assurance that God is orchestrating everything for her good. And this journey, though unplanned, was part of his greater design. I'm excited to share this conversation with Taylor, with you. I mean, we can start this off because you already know the question. I may change it up a little bit and I may throw in a few other questions because you are one of my biggest fans. So thank you.
I'm good. I'm on there every week. I'm like, okay, I can't wait to hear this next conversation.
Oh, they're all so and good. I'm so excited for you and what you're about to do. And maybe we'll get into all of that
thank
too.
You. So that's awesome. I'm excited.
Taylor, when you hear the title of this podcast, Coming Back to Love, what experiences or stories from your life come to mind?
Because, Karen, I have had the luxury of tuning in and listening to some of your previous guests. I've had a leg up in being able to think through what does that really mean to me? And I keep coming back to this feeling and thought of, for me, it's maybe not coming back to love, but coming into love. So my brain naturally wants to replace back Because as I look back over my life, I don't know that there's ever been a time where I can pinpoint and say, I loved that version of myself and I would want, and I'm trying to get back to that version of me, that place, that season, you know, that Morgan at that time. And so I think for the first time in my life, I am starting to grow into the person that God is calling me to be and into the things that He's calling me to. So for me, it doesn't feel like I'm coming back to anything, but it feels like I'm coming into something. And you are getting to witness that season right now. That when I think of, you know, significant transitions and shifts in perspective in my life, that's now, that's today, that's in this conversation. Yeah. And you've been such a huge part of that shift and that transition. I'm forever grateful for that. So that's, again, incredibly honored to get to come on and have this conversation with you. But yeah, I'm coming into love.
Yeah. Well, it's been so, I mean, you mentioned that it's been so beautiful to watch you. It's like, I got goosies already. we're not even like 1 minute into it and the goosies are already there. No, it's been such
good stuff.
Beauty to watch. And I hear what you're saying with the word back. And so it's kind of neat how different words can mean different things and we give it meanings or, you know, we make things up and, you know, we make things mean something that they probably never, ever meant to mean. But that's the beautiful thing about shifting perspectives, right? We can do that. We have the power of choice. So tell me about the things that are exciting you today. Like what choices do you have that is just bringing you so much joy and excitement these days?
Yeah. Thank you for that question. I love the question because you and I think have had this conversation previously. I can't yet say I'm a recovering people pleaser because I am still very much a people pleaser. And so when I, you know, to give context to some of the choices that are, that I'm getting to step into today, to go back and say the choices that I would have made, as my younger self would have been the choices and the decisions that I thought other people would be proud of. And they were all self-inflicted, right? So I had incredibly loving parents. I was always my own worst critic. And so, you know, I've had people throughout my life who have been very encouraging to me and have been huge fans of mine, until this day have had significant direct impact on where I'm at in life. And so choices is such an interesting thing because now I'm growing into this space where the decisions that I'm making are what make me feel fulfilled. And I don't even know necessarily that it's happy, but it's full of joy and excitement. And it feels as though I'm stepping into the decisions that are leading me towards what I'm being called to. So things like being able to start the podcast, and I think we may get into that a little bit later, but stepping away from a career with an employer that I thought I would retire from, and where I was making more money than I ever thought would have been possible, honestly, in my life, walking away from that because I was just so unhappy. And before, that would have not been anything I would have ever even considered, right? Because the voices are, that is crazy. Like, what are you thinking? And there's honestly a little bit of privilege guilt, if that makes sense. It's not, there is this little bit of, who do I think I am to walk away from something so to what so many people would see as a blessing. Who do I think I am to walk away from that?
Right.
And so it's been a very interesting last 12 months for me. But to answer your question, yeah, some of the choices are getting to choose what brings me joy. Surprise, that's not money. You would think it to so many people, it is, and money is great. We, you know, money makes the world go round. We have to have it, right? It is a necessity. But I got to a point where I realized there's no amount of money that can keep me where I'm at, because it is not worth what I'm going through. It's not worth being physically ill and just being really unhappy. Right.
So. Yeah. Yeah. So what do you think that, like, so... Like, I can relate to the whole physically ill and piece of it. What do you, at the crux of it, like, what do you attribute that to?
I have spent a lot of time thinking about that, because you walk away and in the moment, I felt such a tremendous amount of peace. I think the real intent at the time was to maintain the relationships that I had built, at the place that I was at. And for me, relationships have played such a tremendous role in where I'm at today, in life in general. And I truly believe that, life is so much more difficult without them. It can be very lonely and isolating. And honestly, a lot of the opportunities that I've been afforded have been through connections that I've made, either personally or professionally. So for me, at the end of the day, I was in a conversation with this person that I highly respected and cared very much for. And the thought of moving forward in the way that we were, I just didn't see working out in a positive way for either one of us. And to me, it was more important, one, that I was taking care of myself so that I could take care of my son. But also that I was walking away at a place and time where I had the power to do so. It was my choice to do so versus a different scenario that so many people have experienced. Yeah. But also it was the only way I saw to be able to maintain that relationship that had been built. And that was really important to me. So for me, it was about what's best for me and my son, but also what's best for us as a whole. I didn't want to walk away in a place where it was only going to benefit me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. And I applaud your courage. Like, I know that it takes, a ton of courage to walk away from a sure thing, you know, into the unknown. Right? Into the unknown. Wow.
It takes a lot of courage or a lot of crazy, Karen. I haven't figured out which one.
There's a fine line between the both of those.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. A big thing for you was also starting a podcast. I would love to hear all about that and where you are with that, how it's going.
Yeah. So I had jokingly with a friend, we were in a conversation, this is probably a year ago, and it was a very personal conversation, and she made a statement. And I was like, that needs to be a podcast. That would be so great. And we kind of kicked around an idea. It was very jokey in passing, kind of tongue in cheek. And then we moved on, right? It was a fleeting thought, and we didn't talk about it after that, to be honest with you, and I moved on. Fast forward to probably 6 months-ish or so after that conversation with her, I found myself in that situation where I had walked away from my career. Mind you, recently divorced. Primarily caring for my child. And so again, when you talk about fine line between courage and crazy, it's questionable from day to day for sure. But I immediately started reaching out to my network, my professional network, my personal network. And again, I've told you how important relationships have been in my life and the role that they play and how I hold them very dear. And I've got a variety, and I think it's important that everyone does. You've got your individuals who are in that very close inner circle that you rely on day to day, right? They're kind of like your constant. And yes, then you have, you know, those circle, in a second circle that you reach out to. Yes. And then it kind of goes out from there. Right. And so I have some contacts that, I literally talk to maybe once or twice a year, and we have a mutual understanding. That's just what the relationship is, but I know I can reach out to them in a moment of need and they can reach out to me. And so that's what I started doing. I started reaching out to everyone in my contacts and just saying, hey, here is the situation. This is what I'm looking for. If you know of anything, please keep me in mind. And right away, connections started being made. And I was so, so grateful for that. And I have since made new connections that I've got to add to that network. And so during that process, I also connected with a fantastic transition coach. And what I realized through this season is I am so lucky to have these people and to have these resources in my life to help me through this period of time that can be so devastating for some. And it just started to hit me that not everyone has access to that. How do they get this information? How do people know where to go or what to do? Right. And then I started talking to individuals who kept saying, I kept hearing over and over again, I've been exactly where you're at. On those days that I felt so alone and like I had just like completely upended my life, I would end up in a conversation where someone would say, I did exactly what you did. I've been exactly where you're at, or I've helped someone walk through exactly what you're walking through, and it's going to be okay. And they always seem to happen at the time I needed them the most. Again, thank you, God, because he knew what I needed. Yeah. And so he would put those people in front of me, right, in those conversations. And some were scheduled on the calendar, some were completely impromptu. And that's when it really started to hit me. People need help getting through this season. Like, what are people doing when they don't have what I have? And that calling to start sharing really hit hard. So I went out and I started to do some research on my own and very quickly became completely overwhelmed. Yeah. I don't know if you researched anything on the internet, Karen, but there is.
Well, I got to tell you, like that is my jam. I am a researcher. I'm an, analytic kind of person. So I love that kind of stuff. So researching is my jam. See, and in fact, sometimes
I need people like you in my life.
Well, I mean, it is a gift, and it can also be a way of avoiding what I know I need to do as well. So just like anything.
Yeah. Right? Analysis paralysis. Is that what they call it?
Exactly.
Yeah. We could research something to death. For sure. Well, see, I'm the complete opposite. So I'm the type of person where I'm like, I can look at something. I'll walk into a department store and be like, ooh, I like that outfit. I want that outfit. I'm terrible at putting things together. I can look at a picture and say, yes, I like that. Or no, it's not my favorite, but I can't creatively put things together like that. So I am a give me three choices person. And I will choose what I feel like is the best of the three choices. Otherwise, I get really overwhelmed. So obviously, like going out to research how to start a podcast, completely overwhelmed. And so it was about that time that I could feel myself starting to walk away or turn away from what I knew was a calling on my life. Right. Because I was just completely overwhelmed. I was like, that's so unreasonable. And what I need to be doing, right? It was what I'm feeling called to do versus that internal, what you should be doing, what you need to be doing, logical voice started to kick in. And then I saw you post on Instagram that you were starting a podcast. And it hit me in the gut in the best way possible.
I didn't know this.
I know. I've never told you. I have never told you, but it popped up and I was like, oh my gosh, she is about to live my dream. And that's when I reached out to you to say, hey, would you be willing to have a conversation? But it was in that moment.
Wow, yeah. Taylor, that makes me want to cry. I had no idea. And we've had a lot of conversations because why this hits me so hard, especially today, fight it back, Karen, is...
Don't fight it. Just let it go.
Yeah, exactly. Just let it go. Is because...
Therapeutic.
I was at an improv weekend last weekend with my husband. And improv for the purposes of having fun and stuff like that. I kind of talked about it on my stories just a tad bit. And but also for the purposes of transformation. So we have, it's a couple and some beautiful friends of ours, the Zinks, actually, she was on, Kimberly Zink was on my podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
And
so powerful.
Heard her husband, powerful. Is totally into improvisation and improv. And so That's he's amazing. Been doing that for a number of years. And her gifting is like, she has such a beautiful spirit. She can like see through you, you know, and sometimes that's scary for people, right? Because, you know, and because she loves you and cares enough for you, she's going to go into your depths and she's going, you know, she's very polite. She asks you about it. Are you open to feedback? And if you say yes, she's going to give you feedback and, you know, people can get, can feel some kind of way about it, but I am yes, Kimberly, give me all the feedback. I eat it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That is the kind of, those are the kind of people I want in my life. The people that are going to tell it to me straight and love me and, say, here's what, you know, here's what I see. And so in the improvisation work, her gifting is looking at your body and language and the things you say and what's going on. And relaying that back to your pattern. And so in this, she asked me, she said, Karen, what is your why? Like, why are you doing what you're doing? And listen, I thought I had it down. I thought I had it down packed. This is my why. But I didn't. I had the how. I'd had the, you know, like, I couldn't verbalize it. And today, this morning, because I've been processing it ever since, to this morning, I got my why. I was able to verbalize it. And what you just said, it's way too long of a story to kind of get into right now, but I definitely would like to get into it on some other, on my own podcast or whatever. But what you just said right now is what it boils down to. It's because my why is because no one else knows you're back there. And, you know, whatever that means for people. So I'm just doing what I'm doing. And then you tell me today that you were back there. And you heard, you saw a post, whatever it was, that created something in you enough to step into your own greatness. Yeah. And I can't imagine all the people that you're going to go back and grab. So thank you for sharing that. It's very moving. And I'm just so excited to see what you're going to do with this amazing opportunity as you stepping into your calling.
That's so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And you are exactly right. Your being, and it's such a, ripple effect, right? Yeah. So we never know how our actions or inaction is going to impact someone. I was actually in a conversation with, I was meeting with a former mentor and coworker, someone I respect and admire so much. She's one of the most intelligent, intuitive individuals I think I've ever known. And I haven't had a chance to connect with her since I walked away from my role, and we connected. And I had an ulterior motive. I wanted to ask her to come onto the podcast. And at first she was like, because she is an introvert to the nth degree. She was like, yeah, I don't think that's for me. And I started talking to her about what it was about. Right. I was like, but here's what I'm trying to accomplish. And the more we talked, by the end of the conversation, she was like, absolutely, I am game. We have to have that conversation. And the conversation was really around, there are so many men and women alike who are holding on to this thing, whatever that thing is, whether it be a podcast or art or music or caring for a particular demographic, serving in some kind of way, whatever that thing is, or holding on to it, and they can see it and they can feel it. And they're just waiting for someone to give them permission to go and do that thing. And until you post on your Instagram, or until I create a podcast or whatever that thing may be, they continue to hold on to that. And we were talking about, like, just imagine if Karen didn't create that podcast, how much we'd be missing out on. And it's about that unlocking of whatever it is we're supposed to be serving in this world. And that is exactly what you did. You unlocked for me. And my hope and desire is that I can unlock for someone else. But that's what it's about.
Yeah. Yeah. And no doubt you will, you know. I was asked on someone else's podcast earlier this week, like, you know, what you would do, you know, if somebody asked you, Karen, you know, if you're thinking about starting a business, or you're thinking, you know, it was an entrepreneurial type of a podcast. And I'm just like, keep asking yourself questions. Make sure like, awareness is key. You know, ask yourself questions, and then say to yourself, if you're already asking the question, if you've already got this thing on your heart, run to it as quickly as you possibly can. Because you
before the world voices can start to back chip there. Away. Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. There's always someone so waiting good, with Taylor. A handout. Absolutely. That's so good. Yeah.
Wow. So tell me, what's the message that you want to leave our listeners with today? There's just one thing that if they take anything away from today, what would you want that to be?
It's so hard when you have to narrow it down to one thing. Mm-hmm. I think for me, the thing I keep coming back to is, relationship seems to be the word pattern for me. I keep coming back to that, in this season of, you know, the things that are happening are all so impacted by the relationships I have. So I think that would be my message is, do a deep reflection on the relationships that you have in your life, and be honest with yourself about whether they're serving you or, and feeding you energy, right? Or if they are depleting your energy. Mm-hmm. I think so much of what we're able to accomplish, and sometimes those relationships are where we borrow belief from sometimes, right? Yes. So we have to have those people around us who can feed us for a while until we're able to feed ourselves. And so I would just say, take a good look at your circle and your network. Yeah. And if you need to make some shifts and changes, have the courage to do so, because it will have, it will make all the difference.
That's so good. Well, Taylor, I'm so happy that you are here today. Oh, wait, before we go, do you have a date for when your podcast is going to be released and the name of it?
Oh, thank you. No, we did it. We did it. Thank you so much for asking, because I would have jumped right off and not thought a thing about it. So I'm hoping that we will launch as of no later than April 1st. I would love, my birthday is March 16th. So I would love to launch March 15th, which is the Friday before my birthday. I don't know if we'll make that. Yeah. So April 1st seems like a more reasonable date. I am about a week away from recording my first session with Jen Carmen, who's going to be amazing. Yes. I'm so excited to have a conversation with her. And it is called Courage in the Calling, is the name of the podcast. So we are just getting up and launched on social. I have a wonderful designer who's working on a website with me, who happens to be Jen's sister. So again, connection, 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 right? And it's just incredible the impact it can have. But so people can start to reach out. You can reach me at our email address, which is podcast@courageinthecalling.com. We're working on building the site, but it'll just be courageinthecalling.com. And if you'd like to go and follow on Instagram, it's courageinthecalling.podcast.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Well, we'll drop all of the information in the show notes for sure. And both on YouTube and as well on all the podcast streaming services. And you know, I'm going to be right there supporting you and cheering you on. I'm so excited for that. I cannot wait for you. I cannot wait to hear what you're doing. Oh, yeah. Of course, you're so welcome. I would. I'm your biggest fan, so I really love it. I love everything that you're about and what you're doing.
You're such a gem. I'm so lucky to know you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Coming Back to Love, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please make sure to click the link in the description to take you to the full video episode on our YouTube channel. If you absolutely love what we're about, please follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review. For more inspiration and resources, visit my website at theklwprojectgroup.com, where you'll find all the ways you can connect with me. I would love to hear your suggestions for topics, questions, and future guests you'd like to hear from to support your coming back to love journey. In the meantime, have an inspiring rest of your day.